both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Do you notice the words there? It's God who works in us to will. Before you even do it, God was causing you to desire it. God was causing you to desire it. And that desire, that's why desire is an important component to faith. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive. Now God begins to work in our desires. He causes you to will, not just to do. Can you imagine that? We can understand what is behind our actions. Our mind or our subconscious or reflex action is an action. But can you understand what is behind your will? What is causing you to choose? Causing you to be willing? The Spirit of God. Working on the behind, putting the desires in our heart. And that is where He propels us forward, even as we clumsily seek to follow in the flow of the Spirit. He is behind, causing our willingness to flow in a certain direction. Our desire, and then it will be a burning sense of community. Have you noticed that when you're together with the body of Christ, you begin to have certain desires for the Lord that you may never have when you're alone? That is the Spirit of God working. And I like this man of God who illustrates how Jesus was about to come. He talks about how God's Spirit works in the body of Christ, and suddenly there's a hunger and desire for Jesus to come so great that it causes, you know, all the circumstances and everything to flow, and then Jesus shows forth and comes forth. That desire. Charles S. Price, one of those first healers in God, talks about how before you have you one food, you need a desire for food. And before you fly, you have wings. And how God began to put His desires in our life in order to mold and flow our circumstances for what is to come. And that is where you find David in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. Because when he found that he had done the wrong thing, now when he was motivated by the wrong thing, it must be some unknown darkness in his life, pride, that came out. And due to pride, he fell aside to the bed, and the Spirit of God caused a desire to repent. He flowed with the desire, and he wanted to go right to where it was happening. Right? Something must have moved him there. His desire to seek God. What was he doing out the field? He could have remained in his house, correct? He didn't have to go out to the field. But because of this desire, of this great desire to seek God, this great repentance and sorrow that he felt, he went right out to the field to where the plague was. Because he was guilty, and he says, it should happen to me and not to everyone else. So that drove him to the right place at the right time. And bang, when God answered, he was at the right place at the right time. No matter what has happened in your life, there is a way to turn and stop the circumstances. Now right now where you are sitting, there are some things that already released, good and bad, that may be about to happen. Some things are unknown darkness or yet, sir. But the good news is, I'll end with Romans chapter 8, verse 28. All things work together for good to those who love God and who are called to the purpose of God. Two conditions. You love God, and what they say? All things. All things means all circumstances, correct? It has to be all circumstances. And so, how does God speak in circumstances? When God speaks in creation, as I say, you need a revelation. How does God speak through circumstances? When circumstances occur, listen to what is happening in your heart. What are the desires that the Spirit quicken into your life? Because this quickening of those desires, it is not in a real voice. Desire is not really a voice that has an alphabet and phone words, correct? Desire is something deep within us, more like our intuition. And it's like God working deep within us to propel us, to compel us into a certain direction. So that when you look back, you realize even God uses all those things. All things work for good. No matter good or bad, if you begin to love God and you begin to seek His will. Even the worst times. When Elijah was running away because of his fear of Queen Jezebel. But yet, he sought God. And when he sought God, the angels fed him and he went on. And the Bible tells us after that, he continued to be a prophet and he anointed Elisha to replace him. More things took place. Because there was a desire that drove him towards God. How does God speak through our circumstances? By giving you flashes of visions of things to come, what it can be, hoping that one of them will get into your spirit of the abundance that He gives to you. And the desires that He produces in your life. Because when circumstances cause you to react correctly, when you react correctly, it could be the end of the bad and the beginning of the new. But if you react wrongly, it could be a continuation of the bad. Because you produce a new cycle. So no matter what circumstances are, good or bad, you always start in the realm of prayer and asking God to desire. God to produce the willingness in you to do that which He desire you to do. Let's pray. Father, we ask, Lord, that Your Spirit will work in our hearts and in our life. Lord, that You cause that inkling, the desire . The Holy Spirit is now searching our hearts and our life. He says, when you saw tragedy took place, what were your feelings? What were your desires? Do you desire to pray, but did you pray? You desire to weep, but did you weep? You desire to flow into something closer to God, but did you follow along or you let things just pass? Or when circumstances happen in your life, when events happen that could be striking, or things took place around you, home, friends, families, what did it do to you? Did it pull you away or did it draw you closer? Listen to your heart. Because sometimes the Lord knows. It takes a great amount of the angels causing the circumstances to flow in a certain way to produce those tears to flow. Those desires to be uttered. Yea, my children, saith the Lord. For those who are hardened, I will cause hard circumstances that they will be softened. For those who are soft, I will cause gentle circumstances and some stretching circumstances that they may be toughened. For I know all things in your life, saith the Lord. I know every circumstances and event in your life. Yea, I know every tear you weep. I know every heartbreak you experience. I know every sorrow. For have I not walked in your midst and lived in your midst, saith the Lord? I know, say of the Lord, that because you love me, I will never let you go. And I will always be with you. And I will always lead you. For sometimes, saith the Lord, it is hard to speak to you. For you will not hear, you will not hearken. And I have to allow circumstances to speak to you. But if you will respond to the circumstances, they are turning your life around. And you will cause them to draw from you the richest spiritual heritage you have. And the spiritual strength that you did not know that you have. And the earnestness or desire for me that you did not know you have. Then I will cause all things to work for good to those who love me. For know, saith the Lord, that there is only one thing that I would allow upon your lives. And that is all circumstances would lead you to love me more than you have ever loved me. But there are many, when these circumstances happen, that allow the enemy to make their love cold. But if you will love me through circumstances, I will cause an outpouring of blessings that eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which I prepared for them. I have prepared blessings, saith the Lord. Great blessings and abundance for those who love me. We thank you, Father, for your words. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're drawing our love out to you. Through tough times, through lean times, the one thing you desire is for us to love you. And when we love you with an undivided heart, we know, Lord, there are great things you have in store. Great things that you're inscribing upon our life. We thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all rise.